boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I never knew how excited I could be when your man asks you, can we do face masks tonight?
It's few and far between, but it is magical when
it happens. When a man takes his skincare seriously, that's sexy.
I do like that.
God, that is the hottest thing ever. But he wanted to do, neighbor man wanted to do a face mask last night because he really wanted to like take care of his blackheads, which girl, mine are bad too. So I was like, yes. So we did like one, we did a mask to like take care of the blackheads. And then after that, we did like a, just like a hydrating sheet mask, you know, to like hydrate ourselves afterwards. So we did two of them last night. But the funniest thing ever is when a man does a face mask.
Because
I don't know, honestly, I don't know if he's ever done one before, but he acted like he couldn't move an inch. Like if he moved an inch, something bad was going to happen. The first one was kind of like a charcoal, like one that does tighten your face a little bit. So I kind of get why he didn't feel like he could move, but he just sat in the bed, arms crossed around his chest. And I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, I don't want anything to fall off my face. I'm like, it's not going to fall off your face. You're fine. And he just sat there. And then we did the sheet mask. And, you know, that one kind of drips a little bit. But he just, he sat there like a mummy.
It is immediate mummy mode. I don't know why they think they have to cross their little arms. But they do. And I don't know, like, whenever my boyfriend's done it, his hair is always an excuse. He's like, well, I don't want it to get in my hair. And I'm like, okay, I feel that. But also, you can move a little bit. Like, he literally, like, is comatose for 15 minutes or however long because it's like, I can't move because I cannot mess up my face mask.
I'm like, you're not going to mess it up. I'm over here, although there's me on the other side who's, like, doing my nails. I'm, like, doing laundry, watching TV, and he's mummied in the bed.
I think that's what you're supposed to do. Honestly, we should take a note out of their book because I think that's what you're supposed to do.
Actually enjoy
relax,
it.
Relax, but we're like, how much can we get done with this on my face?
It says 30 minutes. Let's see how much laundry I can get done in 30
exactly
minutes.
Exactly that. It's so funny that you mention giving your man a face mask and he turns into like a mummy. Can't move, laying on the bed, arms crossed, just enjoying the moment. And I feel like all facial type things, guys do that. Like if you're doing their eyebrows, if you give them a face mask. But I noticed something actually yesterday that guys get really like stiff when you try to do it to them. And that is anything with their nails.
What were you doing with his nails? Well, you know, it's funny you say that because I asked Neighbor Man if I could do his nails next. It was a hard pass.
Oh, I've done it once. I didn't.
He
like,
let you do his nails?
I didn't paint him or anything, but he let me like do his cuticles and stuff.
That's what I wanted to do.
And it was very much like dino hand. But even yesterday, I got my mom some nail polish for Mother's Day, and she had polish on, and I have my nails done. And she's like, "Oh, I kind of want to see what this one's gonna look like." So I was like, "Oh, give me your hand." And he was like, "What?" So he was like robo hand as I was just painting one nail for a test for my mom.
You know what? They'd be so good at the nail salon.
They would.
Because I'm over there shaking. I'm a mess. I'm like wanting to use my phone. I'm using my hands while talking. Men would be so good at the nail salon.
Why have I never thought about this before?
They'd be stiff as a board. I'm sure they would love to do your nails.
This is now noted, and I will remember that.
Can you do his nails tonight? Let me know if they turn out beautiful.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Tis the season for success and education and graduation.
Pretty soon we'll be sick of this pomp and circumstance.
Which I did not know had a name, by the way. I can't believe that.
That's because you didn't complete band. That's why.
You're right. I did not. No, tons of graduations happened this past weekend. And I'm sure this next couple of weeks we're going to see many, many more. But I'm not sure if you were on TikTok at all this weekend because there was one graduation that went quite wrong. Honestly, I don't know how else to explain it. So this was at Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia. Okay. they had their nursing program's graduation. So, you know, you do the thing where you write your name on a card and you hand it to the people. They say your name. You walk across the stage. For colleges, it's a lot at once. Normally, I don't know exactly how big this school is, but what had happened was whoever was announcing the names was butchering them. And I mean,
this is why I will never do that job.
You should
ever.
Not.
Oh, dude, have you seen?
I mean, it went completely, completely wrong.
Victoria Lee Zubenfrost.
What
the heck? Victoria Elizabeth Gross. Not what she said. Marlena.
Oh, Melanie.
Zubenfrost.
Molly.
Ha. Carolina Urina. Ta Mugme. Thomas.
That one was the best one because she couldn't pronounce Thomas, which is in the name of the university, Thomas Jefferson University.
No.
Oh, yeah. So
what went wrong?
So
did she have a couple mimosas before?
It sounds like it, but no. What they said, and they apologized halfway through, and they had somebody else come in.
Oh,
and
thank God.
Got her out of there because it was insane. So normally when you get one of those cards, you write your name out normally. And then you write it out phonetically. So you like spell it the way that it sounds.
Yeah.
Especially for people that have more intricate names, I guess. And she was reading that, but she was having a really hard time. I don't think she ever had read off of like phonetics before.
And the school didn't think to do an audition.
You know what? I don't know what they did. At that point, it turned into like, you know, the Key and Peele skit of like, hey, Aaron,
mm-hmm.
You hear that guy would have done better, honestly.
No, 100%. My only concern is, did they graduate from the school?
Well, I don't, can we count
then it
this?
It shows the education.
Oh, if she's an alumni.
That's what I'm thinking.
This is your future, kids.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Those Girls in the Afternoon have a bone to pick with majority of Eastern Iowa.
Am I involved in
yes,
this?
Yes, of course you are. If I'm involved, you're involved. You should come with me.
Why?
Because you know what? I'm a little upset with people. Apparently everybody knew that the Northern Lights were going to be visible and not a single soul thought to tell you or me.
Dude, the amount of posts I saw after the fact, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I'm pretty online, mm-hmm. right? I scroll, and I do be scrolling, but I did not see anywhere anybody like, hey, sleep in today so you can stay up late and see the Northern Lights.
I'm so glad you said that, because I feel like I'm on social media all the time, and how come I missed this? I didn't see anything from any of the news outlets. Mm-mm. I didn't see anybody posting about, hey, make sure you stay up tonight. Nobody. But then the next day, all my friends had beautiful new profile pictures. And every single one of you is going to get hate mail from me.
Oh.
Because I'm mad.
I mean, I'm mad, but I'm not that mad.
Well, then finally, everyone then posts about how they might be visible Saturday going into Sunday.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, I'm not missing my opportunity. I've always wanted to see these. So I go out Saturday night around 11:30. I drive around. Dark roads. It's a little scary at night,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
I start seeing things. I was like, is that Slender Man? I don't know. No, it wasn't. But I didn't see it. I was in the middle of some town. I told you, what was that town? Mortley?
Morley?
Some small,
Morley.
Small town, Iowa, I've never heard of before. I was in your town Saturday night trying to look for these Northern Lights, and I couldn't see them all the way up until 2 in the morning, and then I gave up because I got tired.
Oh, see, I didn't even try to get out of my bed to go look.
Really?
No. And you know what? I kind of wish that I saw them without knowing, because I would have been convinced aliens were coming. That's what all the pictures looked like. They looked like aliens. I was like, dang, I wish I would have just seen that, because I would have been convinced, I swear.
It would have been so funny if you didn't know and then you called the cops and you're like, hey, I think
I'm not calling the cops.
Oh, you're not?
I don't know. I'm making friends. I'm not doing that to them. Well, I have a new nickname for my boyfriend, and I don't know that it's anything that you would expect, like sweetie, mm-hmm. or baby, or boo-boo butt, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
No, I, since this weekend, have been calling him a beauty queen. because that's exactly what he is. And I don't mean that in a loving way. Let me break this down for you, okay? I know, I feel like girls, we get a bad rap for taking forever for getting ready.
You tell me 10, I'll be ready around 10:30, 10:45.
Yeah, I mean, like, I got, there's a lot of ugly to cover up, okay?
100%.
It's a lot of process between the hair, the makeup, the all the things. However, this weekend, we knew what time we had to leave yesterday morning to get to, you know, our Mother's Day festivities. We agreed on 9:45 because we had to make some stops and then get to my parents on time for breakfast. And then, you know, I get up in the morning. I know how, I'm very aware it takes me a while to get ready. So I plan it out. I was up, I was getting moving. I was getting the makeup on, the outfit rocking. And then I walk into my boyfriend's room 10 minutes before we were supposed to leave on our agreed upon time. And he looks at me and says, I need a shower. I beg your pardon. What? I need
just
to shower.
Quick rinse, right? 30
well,
seconds?
I'm like, oh God, this could either be really quick or it could be 20 minutes. There's no in between with him.
Oh God.
So I'm like, okay, I need you to hurry because we got places to be. Today's not about you. It's about the moms. So he showered and he's getting out and I'm like, okay, we were supposed to leave 3 minutes ago. Get it going. And he's just like trying on different shirts and he's putting gel in his hair. And I'm like, can you stop being a beauty queen? And he was like, I'm not being a beauty queen. I'm like, but you are. You're like primping yourself in the mirror. You're like, oh, I need to brush my teeth. And I was like, dude, you're putting us so far behind, farther than I ever could. Now, I know you are him.
Oh, 110%. I am so him.
I'm talking to a wall, I feel like. And I don't know.
I'm the worst person to talk to about this.
If this is how most guys feel, and if that's the case, I'm sorry for what
how we act.
I'm sorry for me and my kind.
So this weekend, you called your boyfriend a beauty diva. Right.
Beauty queen, beauty diva. He was being a diva. He was taking forever to get ready. And I think that is being a diva.
Well, I would say I am not one of those.
Whatever. On a regular day, yeah, you are. I don't even have to live with you to know that.
Okay, fine. I'm that 24/7. All right. I'll just say that I am. But this weekend, I was not called a beauty diva. However, I was called a food diva, which I'm sure you also would agree with.
100%. Yeah. But you couldn't hear my eye roll, but just know it was there.
But I, you know that I'm like really picky about my food. Like even today, I told you I didn't bring lunch and you were like, oh, I brought cheese pizza. And I'm like, is it just cheese though? And then you told me there were tomatoes on it. I'm like, you know, I'm that kind of picky, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it was free food, so I shouldn't complain. I should just shut my mouth.
Right.
But I'm very picky about my food. And neighbor man made me chicken and pork last Monday night. Made me tons of chicken and pork, right? And I get kind of weirded out about I hate leftovers. Point blank, period.
Me too, for the most part.
I hate leftovers. And I'm fine with like meal prepping. That the whole reason he did it was made it for me last Monday was to meal prep lunch and dinner for the week. And I only was going to eat it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then I was going to be done. Mm-hmm. Because I cut it off. If you make it Monday, I'm cutting it off Friday. After that. It's disgusting.
It's stinky.
But we still had some chicken in the fridge. And he was like, last night, and pork too. He was like, let's make pork nachos. And I'm like, no, like that stuff can't be good anymore. I don't want to be a diva, but like that can't be good. And then he's like, you're just being a diva, wasting food. And I was like, I don't care. I don't want to die. And then I also said that there was broccoli in the fridge I wasn't going to eat because he made that last Monday too. And I'm not going to eat that.
Was he going to make the tacos?
Yeah, he was.
You're a diva.
What do you mean I'm being a diva?
You didn't have to look. If you weren't going to have to smell or look at it, what's it to you?
Well, he was making it for dinner. So
I know, but he was going to do all the work. And
yeah,
you weren't going to have to be around.
Yeah, but it's almost a week old, Taylor. That's disgusting.
What'd you eat instead?
I ended up eating it, but I would have.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
And if I die this afternoon from food poisoning, we know why.
Diva-itis.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I can't stop thinking about crows. They're everywhere right now.
That's weird.
I'm serious. I feel like they're everywhere.
Like outside?
Yeah.
I guess I haven't really been paying attention.
We have had a couple in the front yard. Every time I turn around, I feel like I see a crow. Now that I say it, of course, there's not one in the lawn, but there are some across the street. But my boyfriend said something to me yesterday about crows. He said that one of them beat a human in tic-tac-toe, and I haven't stopped thinking about it since.
Hey, you're making this up. What are you talking about?
No, I'm not. I haven't. A crow? Yes.
Beat a human
in tic-tac-toe.
How do you know this?
Because he told me, and I don't really want to.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I don't want to ruin it by Googling it, so I don't want any more information than that.
Is that just a saying, or is this really something that happened?
He said that he saw it on like Twitter or something. I don't know.
You can't believe everything you see on the internet, right?
I didn't see it. He did. And he told me about it, and I was like, wow, they must be so genius. So now I feel like I'm watching their every move to see, like, how genius are we talking when it comes to these crows? I don't know. You think I'm nuts?
I'm looking it up. A raven named Gasha, who lives in Russia, can beat its human owner at a game of tic-tac-toe. Is this serious?
Like I said.
Oh my God, it's serious.
I haven't stopped thinking about it since. And now you just watch.
There's a video.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I'm going to have to come over there and watch that because I'm not kidding.
This thing is picking it up.
These things are
genius. It's like a board tic-tac-toe game. And this crow is picking it. Oh my God. Oh, he's fast. He won.
You literally 35 seconds ago were calling me crazy.
I thought maybe you were just losing it. It is a Monday.
No. And now I'm going to spend the rest of the afternoon watching the crows outside the window to see if they do anything else crazy. Like start playing Jenga.
I was going to ask if you wanted to play Monopoly with one.
Ooh, I don't want to fight with them. Monopoly makes me fight. Maybe I'll get the Jenga out.
There's just a couple of things that you're like, ooh, please. The love of my life. Don't buy that for me. You're not going to do it right.
Yeah, you're not going to pick out the right one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just certain things that you're not going to ask your partner to go grab for you, probably.
And we want to know what that is. I bring this up because neighbor man has a wallet. And this thing is 20 years old. If you think I'm making that up, no. He got this when he was 13, not 30. He got this when he was 13 years old. It's 20 years old and it is falling apart.
I can imagine.
And like to the point that I'm like, I don't know how there's money even in the wallet because there's so many holes in it and it's just falling apart. And I would love nothing more in life than to buy him a new wallet because I am scared for his money and for everything that's in there because mm-hmm. I just don't know how it's still there. But I know as a woman that we cannot buy men a wallet. Because you aren't going to like what we buy. I don't know why. And I asked him last night, too. I said, can I buy you a wallet? He said, no. Oh. No, you're not going to buy the right one with the right compartments, the right type, the right color. And I was like, I get it. And then I said, you know what? I think I know what the equivalent is for a woman that I would not want you to buy for me. And that is a bra. Don't do it.
Yeah. No, you don't know what I need.
No, you're not going to. There's tons of different types of bras, right? Tons of different sizes, tons of different like colors. You're not going to get it right. Don't do it.
It's just like the wallet. You don't know what kind of compartments I need.
Exactly.
Right?
I would just love to get neighbor man a new wallet, but I know that is something we should never do. Because if you do it, they're never going to use it.
It's one of those things that you got a lot of things that mm-hmm. you want out of it that there's no possible way another person could buy it for you.
I've just seen it from time and time again, woman after woman after woman in my life who has bought a man a wallet and they just don't use it. My stepmom, my sister. And those things end up sitting in a closet.
Uh-huh.
And then end up going to like Goodwill or something. They just never get used.
Nope.
They don't trust us to buy wallets. What do you not trust your partner to buy?
Jesse, what's that for you?
I would say jeans or any kind of clothes just because I have my own sort of style. I know exactly how they fit. And I feel like sometimes when your significant other tries to get you something, it's maybe something they want you in
I am 100% agreeing with Jesse on this. Although, I mean, like, I like getting clothes as gifts. Don't get me wrong. But I can think of two things specifically I would not trust my partner to buy. Number one, swimsuits. Absolutely
not.
Oh,
my God, no. I can't even do that for myself.
Yeah, right? There have been times that, like, we're walking through Target, and I'm like, oh, I kind of like that swimsuit. And he'll, like, point out ones that he likes, too, which is great. That's fun. That's part of shopping. But I'm like, oh, God. Do you see how small the behind is on that? My guy, I'm not wearing that.
Is your fear you're going to come home to one of those and he wants you to wear it?
I think he knows better.
Okay, good.
Every single one that I like point out, I'm like, well, I like this, but here's what's wrong with it. Because that's how swimsuit shopping goes. The other thing, and I feel like this is a lot of girls' like dream, and that is to come home and have, you know, like roses on the bed and like a dress that says be ready at 5 p.m.
Oh,
for
that
dinner.
Is my dream, but I do feel like you're not going to do it right.
I don't want you to buy me any sort of dress because I feel like Jesse said, I have a certain fit that I like. Mm-hmm. The sizing is hard. What happens if I put it on and it's ugly? So maybe let's just avoid that.
Dude, I feel like swimsuits are hard to shop for. Dresses are second worst thing to shop for. And
right.
As much as I would love that dream to come true and I just come home to roses and you have a dress waiting for me, good luck that thing's actually going to fit me.
Dude, leave me a muumuu. That's my dream.
I kind of agree with Danielle. She said on her Z102.9 Facebook page what she does not trust her partner to buy perfume.
Ooh.
They have two different types or different tastes. He buys stuff that smells like my grandma.
Oh, well, I'd say I get that.
A perfume and with that candles. You're also not going to buy the right candle then.
Yeah, I guess if you guys have completely two different scents, then I wouldn't buy any smelly good stuff.
See, that's my fear is like I want to like buy like a guy a cologne, right, or something. And then my fear is maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I'm buying like grandpa stuff and I don't even know it.
You know what? I think you just unlocked something that I didn't know
a
I was
fear?
Scared of buying,
You're
but
welcome.
I am.
You're welcome.
And now I will never
buy me a cologne.
I guess not, because what if it smells like armpit and I don't know?
See?
That's great. Thank you so much. Jenny, what do you not trust your partner to buy for you?
I definitely don't trust my husband to buy any kind of jewelry for me. He always chooses the ones that are on the end cap that they're trying to get rid of and like the most non-original pieces of jewelry. And so I just told him that's okay. I don't need any.
I feel like that's so opposite of you.
Oh my God. I love that stuff. I live for that stuff. They put that stuff out there for me.
Even if like, okay, let's say somebody was really going to splurge on jewelry for you. You would trust them to without any help? I don't think you would.
Just not the ring, you know, if we were getting married or something. That's the only thing.
I don't know. I don't think I would ever be like, hey, for my Christmas list, I want to put like some Tiffany earrings on there. Go crazy.
But I like that cheesy jewelry. You know, the heart necklaces they always put out for Valentine's Day. I know you hate them.
I thought you were wearing them. I'm like, do you have one on today?
No, it's a lock.
A lock.
That's what I'm wearing today.
Joni, what do you not trust your partner to buy for you?
Clothes.
Anything, like, specific?
It doesn't matter. He has no taste in clothes, does not know my size, and we've been married for 38 years. I know all his sizes, but he doesn't, clothes.
Does he still try it every once in a while?
He does all the time, and I appreciate it, but he doesn't have any taste, and he doesn't get the sizes right.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like most of the time when I'm on TikTok and I see videos of people talking about like their dating app or friendship app experiences, it's normally something pretty bad, to be honest. But I stumbled across something last night that sounds really interesting, and I think you actually are going to be so into this, Destiny.
Oh, I'm excited.
So,
is MySpace back?
It's not MySpace.
Dang it.
Unfortunately. No, the app is called 222, and it is a very mysterious app, I guess, by the sounds of it. So, I went to the website because I was like, what is this? like, I want to understand. And on the homepage, it says, this is not a dating app. This is not a friend-making service. This is not networking. It's not mindless scrolling, not random, not the metaverse, not a distraction.
Then what the heck is it?
There are no profiles. There are no DMs. There's no scrolling and there's no swiping. So I was like, what is this app slash website? So I went back and I watched this entire video of this girl talking about how she and her friend signed up for the 222 app. And basically what happens is once a week you'll get a message. They'll text you and be like, dinner on Friday, and they'll leave it at that. You don't know where it's at. You don't know if you're even going to be able to be let into it. You just have to respond to be added to a wait list. And then after that, you fill out a huge questionnaire about yourself, and then they let you know if you've been chosen for whatever the event is the morning of, and you get the details of like, okay, you need to be at this place at this time. And then wherever you're at, they will seat you near people that they think are compatible with you, but they don't specify in what way. So
I like relationship or friendship.
I think both. People that are similar to you that they think that you'll enjoy, they put you together to hang out at this event.
This sounds like a movie.
Dude, right? So this girl that I watched.
But it ends with robots taking over. I don't know why, but it just
does.
Where
did the robots come from?
I don't know, but I feel like there's robots. Or maybe we get sick from water or something like that. Like the water is poisoned. Like maybe they all went to the.
Who's poisoning the water?
I don't know. I just. Hear me out.
I think you're ruining this entire experience.
I just imagine we all go to the restaurant, right? And then maybe somebody's like messed up, right? And they poison the food and then we all become zombies. This is a good, you
I
know
think
what?
You...
Let me call Walt Disney. I don't know. They wouldn't take that. Who's another film company?
No, you're the messed up one because in your brain, that's where you thought this event was going to go.
Like,
yeah. Ooh, somebody's going to poison the food.
That's what I thought.
It might be me.
And then we make a movie out of it.
I think you're missing the point.
I should download this app.
I think you should be banned from the app.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I may be asking for too much, but I feel like in a relationship, it's okay to expect a little bit of telepathy.
Oh, 100%.
I want you to know what I'm thinking. And specifically, when we are at a place, I want you to know when I'm ready to leave.
Uh-huh.
I feel like there are signs that you give your partner, and it's probably different in every relationship. Maybe you have a code word. Maybe you have a hand sign.
Maybe you scratch your eyebrow or something.
Yes. I haven't had, like, I don't have a set gesture with my boyfriend.
Like, you guys haven't talked about it.
No, because I didn't think it was necessary, but after yesterday, I feel like it might kind of be necessary. I went through three different signs.
And he didn't get the hint.
I don't think so. And we were all over the place yesterday for Mother's Day, bouncing all over the place. It was a really long day. And I feel like everybody has a look that you give somebody. You have it with your girlfriends, but then I felt like I was giving him the look of like, do-do-do, okay, I'm like ready to wrap up here.
I feel like you're giving me a look right now and I already know it's time to go.
Yeah, like, okay, let's like get to getting. And I didn't feel like he was catching on to that one. So I was like, okay. Maybe if I like grab his leg or his knee, because we would be sitting next to each other, I'd give him the grab and the little squeeze like, hey, let's go.
Oh, he just thought you were making a move, didn't he?
Dude, just nothing. Nothing at all. I'm like, I'm not doing this for fun. I'm telling
He's
you.
He's like, oh, Taylor's in a mood. No, she's not.
No.
Well, to go home, actually.
Exactly. That didn't really work. So then my last case scenario was like, I'm not going to be rude in front of our families and be like, well, we got to go. See ya. Thanks. Like, I didn't want to do that. It's Mother's Day. My God, I'm not going to be that kind of person. But I would just look at him and say, what do you think?
You said that?
Uh-huh.
That's not what I would have done.
Are you serious?
You I just said, what do you think?
That worked.
Everybody knows what you're doing.
Well, I didn't announce it to the room, but I would just turn to him and be like, what do you think? And then that would get us to leave finally. So I feel like that was like the sign, but it took him a really long time to catch that.
What would you say? I would have said something completely different because now everybody in the room knows that that's what you just did. I think you need to switch it to something a little bit different. Like, oh, I think we need to go home and check on the cats, or, oh my God, I completely forgot to put cat food in the cat bowl. Like, we got to get going, you know? That's what I would have done. I lied a little bit. Now, you don't have a dog, because if you had a dog, I'd be like, oh, my God, it's...
You got to go let him out.
Puppy's been at the house for 8 hours, and we all know what happens.
So I need to blame it on the cats?
Yeah, I think you need to start blaming it on the cats.
But what if he doesn't catch my drift? What if he's like,
we filled it up. There's some important things we need to talk about when we get into relationships, right?
Definitely.
You know, do you want to have kids one day? That's important.
Yeah, but that's serious.
What's your political views? You know, how do you feel about money? All those things are very important. But then we should also talk about, like you mentioned, hey, what is your sign going to be when you want to leave? So I know what to look for. Here's what my sign's going to be. When we're at my family's house and I'm annoyed with my mom or my cousin, this is my sign. So you know, we got to go.
If I squeeze your knee twice, that means
it's time to go.
Wrap it up. Let's get out of here.
Mm-hmm. I also think we need to go over our sign of when we're out at like a public place, whether that be a restaurant or I don't know, a farmer's market or something. And I need you to catch up on a sign that I'm going to provide you, which is when I'm eavesdropping.
You're being nosy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this happened two weeks ago. I went out to breakfast with Neighbor Man. And oh my God, the tea next to the table to us was so juicy. It was so good. I could hear everything. So it was like a group of people, right? And was like three females and one guy. And one of the females had walked off to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And the other female was like, I'm just going to say it. Why is my sister mad? What's wrong with her? And I was like,
Oh my God.
Yes, let's get into it. But the Neighbor Man wouldn't shut up. He just kept talking to me about life. I don't really know. I wasn't listening to him, to be quite honest with you. I was trying to listen to the tea. Somebody's mad at their sister. This is juicy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then at one point he's like, hello. And I was like trying to give him a hint, like you know, I'm kind of like looking over. Like, you see what I just did?
Yes.
I rolled my eyes like, look over to the table to the right.
Uh-huh.
It's juicy. He wasn't getting it until we left the restaurant. Was I like, hey, I was listening in on that conversation. It was juicy. Did you hear any of it? He goes, no. I'm like, it was
too busy blabbing.
You would have shut up. You would have heard it all. Same thing yesterday. There was another thing that juicy was happening. The table behind us. We went to breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl, she ends up like getting up from the table. And I noticed her whole family's kind of watching her and giggling and stuff. And she's bothering like the waitress and waiter staff. Well, I mean, maybe bothering isn't the right word. But she asked him a question.
Yeah.
And I noticed she was pointing to like her chest and her shirt. I'm like, what's going on? Turns out she must have spilled something on her shirt. I guess. And she really wanted to get it out. And she was like, I can't wait until I get home. It has to come out now. And so they were trying to help her get the thing off of her shirt, a stain of some sort. But it was juicy. It was cool. I liked it. I'm also just a people watcher in general. I really like to like watch what goes on with people.
So what you're saying is you need to be able to give him a sign like, shut up. Yeah. I'm listening to somebody else right now.
Well, when that was happening and I'm watching all that go down, he's like, dude, you're gone. What's going on? You're not even paying attention to me. Okay. You're in a whole other universe. And I was like, yeah, the universe of spying on other people.
And you're blowing my cover right now, dude.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.